speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, February the 18th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the amazing revelations over the last few days. You want to know who's fake and who isn't fake? Let's take a look, and we are going to take a look, of course. I hadn't talked about Jussie Smollett and the empire of lies, racism, and fake hate. But we're going to take a look at that, and I think it's a perfect tie-in what Andrew McCabe was doing. You really want to believe mainstream media? All of the stuff that he was saying basically just confirms the fact that we have a crooked government. You know, when we look at Smollett's situation, and especially the reaction of the mainstream media and the Democrats, I said from the very beginning, and I figured they were going to take me off of Twitter when I said it, I called it fake. And I called out Occasional Cortex for the hypocrisy of immediately jumping on that bandwagon, along with Pelosi, along with Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and others. Oh, racist, sexist, homophobic, these MAGA people. I said, you jumped on that immediately, and it looked fake from the very beginning. Especially this guy walking around for, what was that, a half hour, 45 minutes, with a noose around his neck? Seriously? Seriously, nobody can corroborate it, but they jumped on it immediately because it fulfilled their expectations. It was their conspiracy theory, and it justified what they want to do, just like the Russia investigation, what Andrew McCabe did. And when the stuff about Northam hit, I tweeted out, I said, look at how Occasional Cortex and these others were immediately on that, but the same people waited days. And at the time I tweeted it out, it had already been a couple of days. They waited two or three days before they condemned Ralph Northam about his racism. And again, I'm not saying we need to go into a humorless PC future, but when you dress up like that and call yourself Coon Man and you pose with a guy in a Ku Klux Klan hood, I think the implication is pretty clear. And I don't really find that to be humorous myself. What's next? You know, Nazi Jew jokes or whatever. I mean, seriously, at some point you got to say, especially if you got somebody like Ralph Northam, who has spent his career being a race pimp, using racial identity to get elected pretty much as much as Elizabeth Warren. He didn't claim to be black. No, he didn't. But we had already shown you the pictures when he was running for office, how they had identical flyers printed up for different parts of Virginia, however. One of them, they would say, our Democrat team. And they would show Ralph Northam and the other guy, I can't remember his name, the attorney general candidate. And then in the middle, they showed the black lieutenant governor candidate, Fairfax. And they said, our Democrat team. Then for other areas of the country, they just showed the two white guys who admitted that they used to like to dress up in blackface in college. You know, vote for us. We're going to show you what real compassion is, and we're going to protect black people like we protect babies, newborn babies. And you got to be born yesterday, folks, to fall for the lies and the hatred of that party. It is pathological. And to be expected when you got people that will kill a baby as soon as it's born. We got to update to what I told you on Friday. There was an op-ed piece brought to my attention by Kellen McBreen. I'm really glad that he pointed this out to me. It was exactly the same situation we were talking about here with a young man who's 22 years old. And it was a Huffington Post piece where the woman was shaking her finger and lecturing President Trump and all of us about these late-term abortions and how necessary they are. Exactly the same situation, except we talked to the survivor of that, whose parents didn't go down that road. You got to have life first or there is no liberty. And we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Fox carrying water for the open borders establishment. Chris Wallace was absolutely shameless yesterday. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and it is. We're going to have some fireworks today because we're going to expose the lies of the mainstream media establishment, the political establishment, the people who got behind this fake race attack and pushed this really hard. I said from the very beginning, I said there's more of Tawana Brawley than Brawl about this alleged empire attack. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about Andrew McCabe and his stunning revelations that he was lying all along and about how deep the corruption of the deep state is. I mean, that should wake a lot of people up, but nothing really new there, but the hypocrisy just continues to pile on. And we're going to talk about Fox, particularly Chris Wallace, not everybody at Fox, but Chris Wallace had a couple of shameless interviews yesterday on the Sunday news shows. He talked to both Stephen Miller and to Rush Limbaugh about how President Trump can't do this. He's setting a terrible precedent. This has never been done before. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the answer that Rush Limbaugh couldn't come up with. It's very, very simple about the response to why President Trump can do this. Rush was absolutely incapable of responding, just absolutely made me angry because there's so many things that I've been talking about here for years that are very obvious. We've been talking about this at InfoWars, the very policies that have been continued by the conservatives. And it's another example of why I don't call myself a conservative. These people who find policies like DACA and Obamacare to be outrageous overreaches, and they then can't find it within themselves once they get power to remove that stuff. That's the problem with conservatives. It's a ratchet. Oh, no, you can't do that. Then crank, the ratchet goes, the Democrats put it in place, and the Republicans can't find it in themselves to even oppose it verbally, let alone do anything to stop it. So I'm going to tell you the answer to all this. I was absolutely stunned when I saw the non-responses to this and stunned to see Chris Wallace. Of course he does that. He carries water for the globalists all the time. Whether it's wars, or whether it's open borders, whether it's a drug war or foreign wars, I mean, that is the essence of globalism. These are all programs that have been brought to us by the United Nations. The drug on, war, war on drugs, that's a UN agenda. Just like all these regime change situations. I mean, it's NATO and these globalist organizations pushing this stuff. They're using the mainstream media to sell their agenda, and they're using corporate social media to sell their agenda in the same way. But before we get to the liberty issues, and before we get to the free speech issues, I want to talk about life issues. You know, when we had the Declaration of Independence, they listed inalienable or unalienable rights that come from our Creator. Our Creator. Not aliens from another planet. They didn't create us. Not this panspermia nonsense from Crick and Watson. No, they meant the Creator of the Bible. Gave us unalienable rights. What are those unalienable rights? Well, the first one they mentioned was life. Then liberty. You gotta have life before you can have liberty, right? And so on Friday, I talked to a young man, Shane Jigo. He is a world champion power lifter. He doesn't compete in the Paralympics. He doesn't compete in the Special Olympics. He competes with the full able-bodied people, and he beats them, and he's paralyzed from the waist down. A real profile in courage and determination. I wanted people to see that because we all face issues in our life. And you never know. This was a situation that was brought up to him before he was born. There he is. There's a picture of him competing. As they were saying, you should see the faces of the able-bodied athletes because he's been in a lot of international competitions. Sometimes people come here from other places. He said big Japanese powerlifter came in, looked at him, was like, you know, well, what are you here for? Well, I'm going to be competing against you. Just kind of shakes his head and walks off. And then afterwards, they're shaking his hand. They want to know all about this. He was an encouragement to a guy who became paralyzed from the waist down because of a weightlifting accident. And the guy says, well, that encourages me. Now I can continue on with what I was doing. But we have situations like that. You know, his parents were told to abort him. And they didn't do it. And then I've got a video here, a viral video I want to play for you of a young man who was born fully able-bodied. He lost his arms and legs with a viral infection, I think it was meningitis. See, we all have these issues that are just one accident or disease away from us. And at what point do we decide that there's going to be some third party who will make the determination? Maybe it'll be a probate judge, like in the case of Terry Schiavo. Maybe it'll be a government bureaucracy that makes a rule that determines when your life is worth living. Or maybe you will determine if your life is worth living. At what point does your infirmity or your age or a particular disease say that you no longer have a right to live? And if we're going to do this to the most innocent among us, every one of our lives are on the line. Now, the Democrats want to say they're pro-choice, right? Except that they're not, are they? I talked last week about Cory Booker. He doesn't even want you to choose what you're going to eat. Now, Politico tries to spin this. Politico always trying to spin stuff for the Democrats. Democrats don't bite on this Booker vegan flap. Now, Cory Booker goes out and says, it's not sustainable for you to be able to eat meat. We're going to have to stop that. It's behavior that cannot be sustained, cannot be permitted. We're going to have to go back. He says, I love, and they start selling veganism, you know, which is fine. If Cory Booker wants to be a vegan, I have no problem with that. But it isn't that he wants to exercise his free choice. He wants to take away your free choice. Politico says, Iowa is number one in the number one pork producing state in the nation. 95% of Iowans eat meat at least weekly. But it turns out that Democrat voters aren't biting on this controversy that the Republicans, they say, are trying to paint him as some ogre. One of the Democrats, a chairman of the Polk County Democrats, says, if you're voting for somebody based on what's on their dinner table, then you've got bigger problems. Well, okay. I'm not voting for Cory Booker based on what he chooses to put on his dinner table. I don't care what he eats, but he's the one who made a point of it. And he's the one who made a point of the fact that he's very interested in what I eat and what you eat. And he's going to tell you what you can and cannot eat. That's the whole point. He cares what I eat. I don't care what he eats. Cory can eat whatever he wants, but he wants to become president and dictate to us that this stuff is not sustainable because we got farting cows out there. Can't have that. You know, he and the other farting cows of the Democrat Party. And then you've got the case of the man who says he's female, enters a woman's bathroom and sexually assaults a 10-year-old girl. See, whose choice are we talking about here? Does this girl have a choice? Do women have a choice? Or are you going to force your choice on other people? See, that's a real issue. And all these Democrats who say they're pro-choice, they're not pro-choice about what you eat. They're not pro-choice about what bathroom you go to. They're not pro-choice about how you're going to educate your children. They're not pro-choice about the health care for your children. They're going to tell you, in terms of vaccines, when you're going to take them, which ones you're going to take, how close together you're going to take them. They're not going to give you any choices about that or anything else. They're not going to let you choose what you're going to drive. ultimately, they're not going to let you choose where you live. Right now, they don't want you to choose what you have to say. That's a big part of what we're seeing being rolled out right now. Just get used to the fact that they're going to shame you, they're going to berate you, they are going to censor you, they're going to shut you down, because we talk about the First Amendment, that's what they want to get rid of. In every respect, your freedom of religion, your freedom of speech to see what you want, hear what you want, share what you want, comment on it yourself, and the freedom of the press. They hate all of those things. They are not pro-choice about anything. They're pro-mandate about everything. All right, when we come back, we're going to show you that viral video. I think you're going to be amazed at that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, if I hear one more Democrat who wants to be president start saying how shameful it is that we are ripping children from their parents at the border, I think I'm going to scream. No, wait a minute. I already have screamed. I've screamed about that multiple times. And now we got Joe Biden doing it again. We had Kamala Harris doing it last week. I said, how dare you be so incensed about children who are coming across the border with people that we don't even know are their parents. We have no idea. This could be child trafficking. Bringing these kids over for prostitution. Something needs to be done to protect these children. Whoever brought them across the border, parent or cartel member, has endangered those children, and you're supporting and encouraging that. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. And yet, they have nothing to say about parents having their children ripped away from them by Child Protective Services. How many times have I done a program on that? Talking about what CPS does throughout this country. It is a massive industry profiting a government bureaucracy. People have their children taken away from them all the time without even an accusation of child endangerment, of violence or sexual abuse or anything like that. Just having their children taken away because of a complaint. They were playing outside or they're being homeschooled or whatever. Most of the cases, there isn't even an allegation of violence or abuse. But they had their children taken away. There's no due process. There's no presumption of innocence. There's no quick assessment of this. The kids go away. Most of the time, the people who are affected are low income. They don't have the resources to fight this. But even if they do have the resources to fight it in court, the kids are gone for the better part of a year. Sometimes they never get the kids back because they don't have enough resources. No complaints about that by the Democrats, and no complaints as they fund literally ripping children out of their mothers and encouraging people to do that. Ripping the children apart, selling the parts through Planned Parenthood. What hypocrisy. I have to ask you one other thing, too, before we play this clip from Joe Biden. Do you think this party that supports anchor babies, you come across the border illegally, pregnant, you have a baby. Oh, don't touch that baby. That baby's going to bring in a whole chain of relatives from abroad. That baby is precious to the Democrat Party. While they fund and brag about the fact in New York, in Virginia, in Rhode Island, in New Mexico, and other places, brag about the fact that they are going to murder fully mature babies at birth, like Northam was talking about. Fully mature babies that will rip apart, leave to die, because those are American babies. Now, that might be Hispanic, they might be black, they might be white, but, you know, they're equal opportunity. They don't really care because, you know, they don't really have any worth. They're American babies of whatever color. But you bring in an anchor baby, foreign country, whether it's from Central South America or from China or from Russia, you know, we got to bring those people in. They're going to bring in some voters for the Democrat Party. Protect the anchor babies. And that's one of the things that really steams me about this bill that I think Trump got hoodwinked on. Quite frankly, I think he really got hoodwinked. He could have done all this stuff, should have done all this stuff for the last 2 years. He could have done it while he had Republicans there. It would have been a lot harder for Paul Ryan to oppose him than for Nancy Pelosi to oppose him. But he waits until she gets in. And then she puts together this bill to say, well, we got to keep the government going. No, we don't. This is the 25% least important part of the government that they're talking about funding. Shut it down. I don't care. It's high time we reduce the size of government. Let these people go find it. If, you know, they're upset about this, right. You should go somewhere and find a real job instead of nagging the rest of us and living off of us, putting your hands on us at the airport. Go get a real job. Quit the TSA. Go get a real job. Maybe we can find somebody to hire you in the private sector. But for President Trump to sign on to this thing, I mean, we looked at the anchor baby thing. DACA was the next level. And then they've just taken it to the next level with this unaccompanied minor children, which is basically going to encourage the cartels to use any child as a free pass to get into this country. I can't believe this. And yet DACA remains. And we're going to get back to that in just a moment. But first, let's talk about life. As I said, on Friday, we talked to Gabe Jigo, a international powerlifting champion. He's won three world champion events. He's got gold medals. He's got bronze medals. And he competes against fully able-bodied people. He's paralyzed from the waist down. His parents were told before he was born, they said he's got spina bifida. He's going to be born. He's not going to have the use of his arms or his legs. He's going to be totally helpless. We've counseled you. And we got people here to counsel you. They brought in people to take a look at what was happening and to scare them about the future and to tell them that they needed to go get an abortion. They were going to help them to get an out-of-state abortion since that abortion at that stage of life was not legal in Texas. And they talked to their pastor, who we also had here on Friday, and they said, well, we don't feel comfortable. We feel this is a human life. It is not our decision to take that human life. And they worked very hard with him all of his life to help him to achieve his goals and desires. A great young man, a great family. And in contrast to that, I got an article from Kelly McBreen that was on Huffington Post, lecturing Trump, lecturing those of us who want to promote life, the value of life, saying, how dare you? We went through this, and she went through exactly the same situation. Again, it was a child with spina bifida at 21 weeks. Do you remember we talked about the fact that back in 1999, I think it was, Matt Drudge was on Fox News, and the picture came out of baby Samuel at 21 weeks, exactly the same age as this woman with the Huffington Post, and you see the tiny hand grasping a finger. Through right there. That's the arm of, that's another child. That's another picture. You can show that one. That's the one of baby Samuel. And Drudge was going to put that up and talk about partial birth abortion because that was a thing then. They were trying to push partial birth abortion, which is a fully born body, baby. One part of the baby's body is still in the mother, you know, maybe the heel or something, right? And what they do is they stick a scissors in the baby's head or break its neck or something like that to kill the baby. I mean, it's full term, can live on its own, and they pretend that it's only partially born. That's outright murder. That procedure was what changed my mind on all this stuff. I hadn't looked at it too carefully. I've said that many times. I was running for Congress in 1996. People kept asking me about abortion. I said, I don't want the government dictating anything to anybody about it. Let people decide for themselves. And then they came up with partial birth abortion. I said, what is that? I looked at the procedure and said, there's absolutely no way that you don't know. That's a full-term baby. You want to tell me that you support abortion because you don't know when life begins, but you're going to support partial birth abortion? So Drudge wanted to put that up. They told him Fox News, you put that up. We're not going to let you put that up. He said, okay, well then I quit. He got out of the contract. And there's another picture about that as well. We'll talk about that. We're going to play a video for you of a father of four with no hands and no legs.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6-$7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Huffington Post, February 7th. Here's what I want Donald Trump and everyone else to know about my, quote, late-term abortion. And I'm going to read you what happened to this lady. It's a heart-rending story. Whenever anything like this happens. The purpose of this is not to condemn her. The purpose is to make sure that other children are not condemned to death. There's grace and forgiveness for this, but we don't want to continue this. It's just like when we talk about war. And the futility of war and the Iraq war. It's not to denigrate people who thought they were doing the right thing, who were taken advantage of, the people who died. It's to keep more people from dying. That's why we oppose these types of actions. She said back in 2015, they were scheduled for a 21-week ultrasound. She said, as the ultrasound wore on, the tech became increasingly less chatty, more serious, until finally she left the room. She was gone for what felt like an excruciating long time. When she finally returned, she informed us the only information she was allowed to give us was that it was a high risk, that a high risk OBGYN would be contacting us soon. And when he came back, the tech was accompanied by the high risk OBGYN, who escorted my husband and me to a small conference room. One seat around the table, the doctor wasted no time in getting to the point. She informed us that our baby had severe developmental abnormality, spina bifida, and the cervical region of the spine. said, I struggled to listen as she explained in detail what we were facing. The doctor told us it was unlikely that our baby would survive. Should she make it to delivery and live, she would be paralyzed from the neck down. She would be confined to a wheelchair and would likely be permanently attached to a colostomy bag and a feeding tube. She would be profoundly mentally disabled. The doctor advised us that our best course of action, in her medical opinion, was a therapeutic abortion. And with heavy hearts, we agreed. We left the office with a list of more doctors to call. These were doctors who could perform my late-term abortion in the state of Florida. And then she goes on the details of the abortion. I continued to cry, she said, as the doctor rubbed an antiseptic on my stomach before injecting a needle through my pregnant belly and into my daughter's heart to stop it beating. Folks, we have talked about young people who are in their 20s who survived abortions. One young man adopted by a pastor. Pastors and his wife have got 12 children, 10 of them adopted. This young boy from South Korea had his arm ripped off but survived the abortion. Now, he doesn't have an arm now, but he survived the abortion. There are people who will take these challenges, these health challenges. We talked to Shane Jigo, the father of Gabe, who is a champion power lifter now. Shane is a real hero. Not only did he take care of Shane, but he instilled in him a sense to meet these challenges, to rise to these challenges, and to become a world champion competitor with people who are able-bodied. But they were told the same thing. And they were also told there was a high risk that the mother would die. They said, oh, it's pretty certain that if he survives, he'll be totally paralyzed. And we never know that. We never know that. And a lot of times people have children that they think are going to be perfectly healthy. And then they have health issues. Do we kill those children? At what point do we kill those children instead of turning them over to somebody who will take care of them? I mean, this goes back. This goes all the way through life. Take a look at Terry Schiavo. You have a family who wants to take care of her, but a husband who wants to get rid of her, and a probate judge who agrees, and the Bushes, Jeb, Governor Jeb, and President W, grandsons of Prescott Bush, who was the treasurer for Margaret Sanger at Planned Parenthood when they began their black eugenics movement called Planned Parenthood. They sat by and did nothing. As a matter of fact, that probate judge got law enforcement officers to arrest Christians who were trying to give her water. She was still able to drink and eat, and the parents wanted to take care of her. That's the real tragedy here, folks. The devaluing of human life at every stage, and it will happen at the end of life to you. You want a soylent green future? If you don't stand up for this, let's take a look at a father of four. This is a viral video, as pointed out to me by Kellen McGreen, along with that Huffington Post article after the interview that I had with Shane and his son Gabe on Friday. This has got maybe about 800,000 views on YouTube. This young man lost his arms and legs as a child. It was a viral meningitis, I think. And let's play that video, video two. So you can see his attitude.
Well, I've been disabled since I was two. So majority of everything I know how to do, I learned from a child on up.
My nickname's Nub Zilver, the no-legged hero.
He has no legs.
I lost my limbs due to meningitis.
He has no hands. Just stubs of arms.
Gangrene set up, so they had to amputate in order to save my life. Being a young kid with no limbs, it was hard growing up. Cause everybody used to treat me different back then. And plus, I grew up in the foster system.
Wow.
Nowadays,
grew up in the foster
I can live
system.
Without limbs with no problem. And I just don't care what people say no more. I have to live for myself and be comfortable in my own skin. I guess after a while, like, I learned to turn my loss into something I gained.
Those of you listening, they show pictures of him working his way down steps.
Well, I used to get around on the floor. I can hop up and down the stairs. I used a wheelchair in and out the household. when I am cooking or when I need to get on top of the counter and stuff like that to put dishes up, and also when I work. I work at Walmart. I'm probably the first cashier they ever had with no hands, no legs.
You know, he's had a lot of challenges, and he's met those challenges. And they have him, they show him working on his, working on fixing the burner, talking to his dad. I'm not going to keep rolling with this, but at one point his wife comes in. He's a father of four. And she makes the case, the statement, none of these kids would have existed if we had just given up on him. At what point do we give up on people? I know when the Democrats give up on people. They give up on people pretty early in life. There's an article on WND, Flashback, 1965 Life magazine, showed us that life begins at conception. They said, remember, we had Roe v. Wade in 1973. Now, that's when the Supreme Court created, out of the, quote, emanations of the penumbra, unquote, of the Constitution, the right to kill the unborn. Because the judges said they weren't sure when life begins. And as I said, I knew that was a lie when I saw partial birth abortion. And now here we are 20 years later, partial birth abortion is back on the table, and so are newborn babies to be killed by Ralph Northam, who went to medical school. He's a doctor. He damn well knows when life begins. As WND said, Supreme Court should have known. It was talked about quite a bit. 8 years prior to that, 1965, it was on the cover of Life magazine. They documented life in the womb in a 1965 cover story featuring a vivid, unforgettable photo display. The drama of life before birth was published 8 years before they legalized the murder of tens of millions of babies. They said in 1960s, they documented the stages of growth of an unborn baby from fertilization to 28 weeks. 28 weeks. So we're talking about 12 weeks further on now. Eight weeks further on. Another 2 months, they were going to kill babies. And they said in the section detailing fertilization, the article states the birth of a human life really occurs at the moment the mother's egg cell is fertilized by one of the father's sperm cells. It's just amazing to me. You know, we've got a new law that's going to have schools get rid of mother and father. They're going to change it to parent one, parent two in France. Maybe they could go with a Dr. Seuss thing, you know, call them thing one, thing two. No, they need to look at Horton Hears a Who. A person's a person, no matter how small.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your words go on forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. This bar at its regular price is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalist and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we've got really an emergency. Do you believe it's an emergency? Do you believe that this is an existential threat? I do. I think that the UN agenda for open borders is an existential threat. I think the war on drugs that came from the United Nations didn't come from Richard Nixon. It came from the UN. The UN wrote the regulations. They wrote the schedules. They put the drugs in the various schedules. They did it 10 years before Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs in 1971. They did it in 1961. You know, it's kind of interesting. We go back and there was a little bit of talk about this at the very beginning of the Trump campaign. President Trump, you go back in the middle of April, it was tax day essentially, it was April 14th or 15th. It was widely reported. He had an interview with the Miami Herald talking about the futility of the war on drugs. Interestingly enough, he said the only way that you stop this violence and the corruption and the collapse that it's bringing to our society is to stop the war on drugs. All it does is give organized crime a monopoly. Saying the same thing I said. Said it back in 1990, April 14th, 15th. It was reported by Chicago Tribune. Miami Herald was the one that he gave the interview to. It's widely reported. And it is a threat to us. And now it's gotten to be such a threat because of the cartels that we've created, that we really do need a wall. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about how shamelessly Chris Wallace carried water for the globalist establishment on this open borders issue yesterday, coming after Rush Limbaugh, coming after Stephen Miller. I want to get into that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, if you want to make sure that you fight back against the fake corporate media, the fake corporate social media that's trying to control the agenda. They want to manufacture consent for foreign wars. They want to purge certain information and push their agenda, their conspiracy theories, just like we saw over the weekend. All the stuff coming out from Andrew McCabe. It just validates everything we've been saying for the last 2 years, along with what we saw from the actor for empire. You know, we talk about the Democrats. We talk about the Hollywood hypocrites. That's a great way. Hollywood hypocrites. Let's stop calling them Hollywood actors and actresses. They're just Hollywood hypocrites. Hypocrite is the original Greek word for actor. And that's exactly what these Hollywood hypocrites are. They're actors. They're hypocrites. So are the Democrats. If you want to push back against that, if you really want to have freedom to see other points of view, to hear other points of view, to make up your mind, to comment on this, to share it, you know, to have real free speech. If you want a free press, you need to support InfoWars. And you can do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some new products, some new specials. We've got new protein bars, InfoWars Life protein bars. Natural protein packed with fiber, only 240 calories, 15 grams of protein each. They taste great. Vanilla coconut or chocolate peanut butter. And you can get 40% off with two boxes or more. We just introduced that last week. We still have, for a short time longer, the special that involves Brain Force Plus and Turbo Force. You can get Brain Force Plus for 50% off if you buy it in combo with Turbo Force. And we also have the Ultimate Bone Broth special, 50% off. And of course, Ultimate Bone Broth is a very powerful collection of ancient super nutrients. Well, I got some antioxidants in there as well. That's what I was about to say. You can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one way that you can support us. Support your health as well. These are great natural products. All right, let's take a look at what happened at the on the talking shows here, some of the comments from people. You know, we're talking about it being an emergency. Just take a look at what's happened throughout Mexico as we've seen the escalation of the war on drugs. Places that people used to go all the time, Acapulco, Cancun, now they're kind of backing back. We just had another mass shooting in Cancun, reported by the AP. Gunmen burst into a bar in a Caribbean resort city of Cancun, opened fire, killing five people, wounding five more. They said violence has been rising as you've got a new gang coming in. The Jalisco New Generation Cartel is moving into the area. They're fighting the existing gangs for local control. Does this sound like what happened in Chicago during alcohol prohibition? Well, there's a reason for that. It always happens when you go down this path of prohibition. The only difference is that we didn't stay with that insanity of alcohol prohibition for 48 years and counting. We realized that it was wrong. And we had enough respect for the Constitution that we did it constitutionally. There is no constitutional authority for this United Nations war on drugs. They said last month, Mexican federal authorities, the federales, reported that 774 people had been killed in the state last year, just that one state in Mexico, more than double the 359 killings that they'd recorded in 2017. And this is all coming to America, folks. So I said, I don't want to see the war on drugs, but we've got to do something in a number of ways. This is a true emergency. It is a true existential threat. Remember when Henry Kissinger said, you know, there will come a time when we have the right emergency that the people will beg for UN troops. Well, this is a UN agenda. The open borders are a UN agenda. The war on drugs is a UN agenda. Maybe we will be begging for UN troops to save us with this manufactured crisis that keeps getting pushed by the establishment media. Matthew Dowd on ABC attacked Trump. He said Trump has united the opposition and divided his own party. No, actually, I think he has identified the opposition within his own party. Unfortunately, I wish he hadn't signed this agreement, but he has identified the globalist open border opposition, the fifth column within the GOP. And my fear really is that President Trump has walled himself in unnecessarily, shutting down options by signing this bill that was put together by the Democrats. But Matthew Dowd said there has been too much movement to an imperial presidency in this country, including the war powers of the president and the decisions that have been made. And every president for the last 50 years has made more and more steps toward this. Well, did Matthew Dowd of ABC ever object to the multiple wars that Obama got us into? No. Did he ever object to the Paris Climate Accord that Obama signed unilaterally, or to the Iran agreement that he signed unilaterally, or the TPP treaty that he signed unilaterally? Said, I know that the Senate isn't going to ratify this according to the Constitution, so John Kerry and I'll just sign this. Or how about Obamacare or DACA? Did he complain about any of that stuff? As a matter of fact, Chris Wallace goes after Rush Limbaugh on this. and said, well, let me just play the clip for you. Let's play video clip number one.
June of 2012, when President Obama deferred action against the Dreamers, you said this: 40 years ago, Richard Nixon was hounded out of office, supposedly for his illegal actions. And I'm telling you that whatever Nixon did pales in comparison to just this move by Obama today. In November of 2014, on reports that Mr. Obama was going to protect millions of parents of Dreamers, you said this: we can't just stand idly by and try to find some political opportunity while the president basically shreds the Constitution and flushes it down the toilet. So here's my question, Rush. I understand that you like what President Trump is doing and you didn't like what President Obama was doing, but that's the concern here, is that to the degree that you give the president more and more powers, yes, you're going to get some things, executive powers from one president you like, but you're going to get things, executive powers from another president that you don't like.
You may look at it that way. I don't. I look at it right and wrong. And what Obama was doing was furthering this existing problem in a...
Okay. Well, thanks for playing, but that's the wrong answer. The answer is staring you right in the face. DACA was wrong. Rush was right about that. And like I've said before, conservatives will now accept what was clearly unconstitutional, what was clearly wrong 5 years ago, 8 years ago, and they won't oppose it. And they won't end it. And that's my concern with President Trump, that he won't end DACA. He is using it as a bargaining chip. It is still wrong. It is still an evil policy. And it is still an overreach. No, the answer is not that that was wrong, but this is right, so I support this. No, what Obama did on these issues, what he did with DACA, but specifically, the answer lies in Obamacare itself. When all these people are saying, we've never had the narrative, and you're going to hear this again, we've never had a situation where a president declared an emergency or whatever and overruled Congress who didn't want to fund his agenda. Oh, yes, we did. We had it with Obamacare. The Congress did not fund the subsidies. As a matter of fact, when Obama stole the money for the subsidies from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors, he called it a net asset sweep. When he stole that money, the Congress took him to court, as they're going to take President Trump to court. And they won in court. And guess what? They ignored that. Unlike President Trump, when you have a decision and go against him from a federal judge, he just bows down and stops what he's doing. They continued. They said, well, we're going to appeal that and we're going to continue that. And we could have ended the Obamacare subsidies if Jeff Sessions and his successors in the Trump Department of Justice would have just stopped the appeal on the illegal theft for subsidies for Obamacare. We'll be right back with more of that.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we see the mainstream media push back on this idea that there is an emergency at the border. No, it's not an emergency when you got thousands of people massing and coming to the border, burning American flags, waving the flags of their country because, you know, they are citizens of a foreign country. They do. They already have citizenship somewhere. Now, you know, people in their country aren't willing to pay for the education of their children, so they're coming here to have us pay for their children's education. Forget the American dream. We've got dreamers to build schools for. As they come here to demand their free stuff from us, they're burning the American flag and carrying their flags. And they're doing it by the thousands, en masse. They're not slipping over one or two at a time. They're grouping together here. And, of course, this is not an emergency for the Democrats. But the Democrats don't seem to care when we use the military to invade a foreign country for regime change purposes or whatever. There was never any vote for whether we were going to go to war with Syria. As a matter of fact, you had Leon Panetta, longtime Democrat congressman. Then he became, defense secretary first, and then he became CIA director when he was defense secretary. He had that back and forth with Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions said, there's a lot of talk about you going into Syria now. You're not going to go into Syria without telling us. Well, we might tell you. I don't know. Yeah, real arrogant, just arrogant, dripping arrogance from John Panetta. So we'll consult with our allies. We'll talk to the people at the UN, at NATO, our allies. Well, we might let you know what we decide. We might let you know. Well, I can't believe you're saying that. You're a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. You got to have a debate. You got to have a vote on whether we're going to go to war or not. And you can't just do that with NATO and the UN and then maybe tell us. And he's like, that's what we're going to do. He doesn't care. And they didn't care enough to impeach his sorry, arrogant butt either, did they? And so they did it. They went into Syria. They built over a dozen military bases in Syria, invading that country. Syria was no threat to us. People burning our flag and coming across the border defiantly by the thousands, they are a threat to us. They are an economic threat. They are a political threat. They're being brought across the border to bring down this country. That is why the globalists, both Democrat and Republican, want them here. Yes, they want the votes. The Democrats want the votes and the Republicans want the cheap labor, but they both want to burn down this country. Just like the people who come across here burning down our flag. They want to divide and conquer. They want to end the culture, the legal structure that we have here in this country. They want to destroy us economically. Again, going back to Cloward and Piven, we've talked about this multiple times. It's not anything new, but I'll remind you again in case you're a first-time listener. Cloward and Piven, decades ago, said we need to encourage people to get on the welfare program so that we can implode the economy and then create our socialist welfare state. You know, with universal basic income and health care for all and education for all and housing and food and blah, blah, blah. You know, we'll provide everything. You come to us for everything. Your transportation, your housing, your food, your clothing, your education. We will provide everything to you. It'll be free, of course. You won't be free, but we'll give you free stuff. Well, they couldn't get enough Americans to sign on. So just before all the Democrats did a quick 180, Cloward and Piven said, you know what we can do? We can bring in people from foreign countries. They'll be more than happy to get on our welfare state. And now we've had the data showing that 2/3 of them are. And we've already seen what the end game of this is designed to do. They want to divide the various countries. That's what they're doing across Europe. That's what they're doing here in America. It is a program of conquest. And the Republicans are divided on this. Some Republicans are saying, well, we can't have an emergency here. And you got Fox News coming after Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh can't give him an answer as to, well, an emergency order is nothing other than an executive order. Going to go into this more in the next segment. And we're going to go into the back and forth between Stephen Miller and Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace was attacking everybody that was with Trump yesterday on Fox News. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just played for you the clip of Chris Wallace as The Hill puts it. Of course, The Hill is not friendly to President Trump or to an America First agenda. Chris Wallace calls out Limbaugh for being outraged when Obama took executive action. They say Fox News anchor Chris Wallace on Sunday called out conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh over the difference between his response when President Trump and former President Obama made an executive action. That's key. An executive action. It doesn't have to be an emergency. The emergency is, it's just an executive action. President Trump didn't need to make this an emergency. He could have called an emergency, or he could have just said executive action. On day one, he could have said, I'm going to take money from some of the military budget to protect this country. Imagine that. Imagine that we would take some of our defense budget and actually defend this country instead of becoming the Hessians for the global world order. But he could have said from day one, I'm going to use the military budget. I'm going to take money from the drug war. Because, you know, drug cartels are involved here, heavily, heavily involved here. And the violence that we're so concerned about spilling over into this country is based on the drug war. Not that I support it, but it is a reality. We have to start addressing this. Again, as I've said before, there is a push and a pull on this immigration issue. Regardless of the war, of the wall. You've got the drug war pushing people across the border. The drug pushers are pushing people. Human trafficking, drug trafficking, and so forth. There's a push. And then there's also a pull. Come on in. We'll give you free education, free stuff, jobs, all the economic benefits that are there. The welfare state is pulling people across. So you've got this push and this pull. And quite frankly, the rewards have now been enhanced with what President Trump is signing. And as long as we increase the incentives for people to push drugs on us and increase the incentives for people to come here on the welfare state, we're going to continue to have this issue, even with a wall. The wall will slow it down somewhat, but it will not stop it as long as there's enough incentives to pull and push people across the border. But anyway, going back to this, Chris Wall says, I want to ask you about the game that you say we play in Washington, because the fact is that when Obama took executive actions, you were outraged. And he goes on to talk about DACA. And it was wrong. And then, of course, Obama tried to do that with deferred action for parents of childhood arrivals. That never actually took effect. And President Trump stopped that before it took effect. It was challenged by Congress, never took effect. DACA did start to become practiced. And it was simply an executive order. And what you had was Janet Napolitano, his Homeland Security Secretary, said, When we're talking about DACA, remember, it is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. You'd had multiple bills presented to Congress called Dreamer Acts. They had all lost. There was no support for it in Congress. Couldn't get it through. So she comes in and says, we're going to defer action. In other words, as Homeland Security Secretary tasked with enforcing our border laws, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to enforce the law. And they didn't try to remove her. Deferred action. We're going to defer action. And they're still deferring action, even under the Trump administration. As a matter of fact, they're using, as Rush said, you know, he said, so what's the difference between those two things that you oppose? Well, they were bad policy. They were evil. Well, they're still evil. They're still bad policy. Call on President Trump to stop it. He could stop. He stopped TPP on day one. Good for him. That needed to be stopped. That was essentially an executive action. There was no support for that. It was a treaty that couldn't go through. So President Trump said, we're going to stop this right now. He had pretended to self-ratify a treaty, the Paris Climate Accord. He and John Kerry said, well, you know, we can't get the Senate to ratify this, so we'll self-ratify it. Well, that wasn't a real deal. Neither was the Iran deal. President Trump stopped both of those. Good, good. But stop DACA instead of using this as a bargaining chip. When you use it as a bargaining chip, you're encouraging more people to come across the border. And now they've accelerated it with this special protection for anybody coming across with a minor child. It is the Cartel Protection Act. So now we don't just have anchor babies, which President Trump said he's going to do something about it, and then conveniently forgot as soon as the election was over both times. Both 2016, 2018, he immediately dropped the anchor baby issue like it was an anchor. And then we got DACA that continues on, which is the next level. And now we've taken it up to a third level. Not wise policy. And so you've got this narrative going on as Schiff goes on to CNN. Schiff says, this is the first time a president has tried to declare an emergency when Congress explicitly rejected funding for a particular project that the president is advocating. Oh, no. No, as I said before, if people would listen to InfoWars, we've been talking about this for quite some time. There is a very clear precedent that was set with Obamacare, where the president does an executive order. Now, the difference is that they let that stand with Obamacare. And the difference is that what President Obama did was outright theft. President Trump is saying, I'm going to use an executive order to defend America, to defend our borders. But what Obama did was say, I'm going to ignore the fact that Congress didn't appropriate any money for my Obamacare subsidies. Furthermore, I'm going to steal the money from private investors over here who were told that they could buy mortgages that were backed by the federal government, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac mortgages. Now that the crisis is over and those are in the black instead of in the red, I'm going to take the surplus funds in there. I'm going to steal them and I'm going to use it to fund Obamacare. Called it a net asset sweep. Oh, I love the euphemisms. It's kind of like, you know, you go out and assassinate people in other countries, including Americans, without due process or even charging them with a crime using your drones. You and John Brennan call that a disposition matrix instead of a kill list. You call torturing and murdering other people, you call that enhanced interrogation. And when you steal money from investors that you promised them that their investments, their mortgages were going to be backed by the federal government, you call that a net asset sweep. You lying, thieving criminals in Washington, D.C. Anyway, so this has all happened before. When he did that, when Congress refused to fund Obamacare subsidies, he stole them from the private investors. Congress at that point in time said, well, we're going to take you to court because you can't do that. And the Constitution, we have to authorize the funds. They took him to court. The judge said, they're right. That's exactly what the Constitution says. Eric Holder with the Obama Justice Department said, we'll see about that. We're going to appeal it. And they continued to do it, which is what President Trump never does whenever you have a single federal judge veto his constitutional authority to protect this country. Never continues on with the action pending appeal. Obama continued with the action pending appeal. And then Jeff Sessions and all the people still at the Department of Justice continued with this appeal. All you had to do to stop Obamacare dead in its tracks was to just stop the appeal. They just had to stop the appeal. They'd already won. You already had the judiciary and the Congress. Two of the three branches of government had said to Obama, you can't steal money to fund Obamacare subsidies. But they looked the other way. And now they pretend, as Adam Schiff is saying, they pretend that this is something new. We've never had a president just use an executive order to fund things that that Congress wouldn't fund. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. And then he presses, going back to Fox News and Chris Wallace, after he pressed Rush, and Rush couldn't say, well, we got to get rid of DACA. He couldn't say, well, you know, Obama stole the money for Obamacare. Then Chris Wallace goes after Stephen Miller. And we're going to have a clip for you as from Nadler talking about using an emergency to take guns. No, you're not going to use an emergency to take guns. We're not going to let you. We'll have something to say about that. Power comes out of the barrel of a gun, Nadler. And it also comes from the Constitution. The Constitution says that the president has the authority to defend the borders. The Constitution also says we have the authority to own guns and to defend the ownership of our guns. And we'll do both of those things. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a national stand. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Clowns on the left of me, jokers on the right. And on the right, supposedly, we have Chris Wallace at Fox News. And he was taking on Rush Limbaugh as well as Stephen Miller. We talked about what he had said with Rush Limbaugh. Let's talk about what he said with Stephen Miller. With Stephen Miller, he said, White House senior advisor Stephen Miller described George Bush's record on immigration as an astonishing betrayal. Miller said, as you know, when George Bush came into office, George W., illegal immigration total doubled from 6 million to 12 million by the time he left office. That represented an astonishing betrayal of the American people. I'm not going to sit here today and tell you that George Bush defended this country on the southern border, because he did not. He's absolutely right about that. But I'll tell you what, it's not just on the border that we had a betrayal. We also had a betrayal of this country with DACA. We also had a betrayal with the foreign wars that we've gotten into. And those are being continued. All those policies are being continued, and President Trump could end those betrayals at any point in time. Why isn't that happening? Just like we saw with Rush Limbaugh when he says to him, well, you know, you opposed DACA. He said that was an outrage. It was wrong. You know, what was different? Well, Rush said, well, those were wrong policies. No, they were, and they're still wrong. And President Trump could end them tomorrow. Those are executive orders. And when you have a new president, and you have a new executive, that president can issue executive orders that countermand or end previous executive orders like DACA. Why are we continuing that evil policy? Rush is right. It is evil. But let's not talk about it, because we don't want to criticize President Trump. No, I will criticize President Trump when he continues bankrupting policies, morally bankrupt, legally bankrupt, and economically they will bankrupt us. And he could stop them with one wave of the pen, and he won't do it. He's using it as a bargaining chip. Conservatives, that's why I say I don't call myself a conservative, because conservatives will never try to roll back yesterday's usurpations. It was a usurpation and a betrayal of their oath of office for Obama and for his Homeland Security law enforcement secretary to say, we're not going to enforce immigration law. That was a betrayal. They violated their oath. They violated the law when they just blatantly said, we're not going to enforce it. We're going to defer action. Call it whatever you want. We've got a disposition matrix. We've got enhanced interrogation. We've got deferred action. Come on. They just said, we're not going to enforce the law. And that's what the Republicans have been doing for the last 2 years under Trump as well. Not enforcing the law with DACA. And so yesterday's outrageous, evil usurpations now become policy that we support. It's a ratchet. It's always ratcheted up by the liberals, and then the conservatives always defend the status quo. They never have the guts to oppose it. It is a statist quo. The statist status quo. That's why I don't call myself a conservative. So Chris Wallace then goes to Stephen Miller. Says, provide another example of the president invoking national emergency powers to get money that Congress denied him through the appropriations process. I just gave you the example, Obamacare. Not only did he do an executive order, but he stole the money from private investors who were told that the federal government would insure their investment. Instead, the federal government stole their investment. Obama defied the congressional branch, the legislative branch. He defied the judicial branch. And then they appealed it. After they lost the judicial court case. And they continued to do it on appeal. And the Trump administration is continuing the appeal and continuing to do it on appeal. Why doesn't anybody care about Obamacare? For the same reason they don't care about our illegal foreign wars. Because this isn't about any legal issues. It's just about what policy you like. The law and the Constitution don't matter anymore. Sorry, folks. That's the bare truth. It doesn't matter to Trump. It doesn't matter to the GOP. It certainly doesn't matter to the Democrats. And the fact that Stephen Miller and Rush Limbaugh and Fox Wallace can't defend any of this stuff. Can you ever find a case like that? Ask Wallace. Yes. Yes. We had multiple cases like that. Multiple cases like that. It's absolutely amazing to me. You know, when we look at this situation with Anthony Weiner, good example of this. You know, it is a target-rich environment for double entendre. You know, look at all the different headlines, just like Jeff Bezos. You know, we can say Weiner has been released from confinement. He is now, Weiner is now in a reentry program. You know, we could go on and on about this. Just like, you know, you got Pecker at National Enquirer coming after him, and coming after Bezos. They call it Peckergate, and his Bezos mistress calls it a cockfight and so forth. Yeah, a lot of double entendre. But you know what this case with Weiner is really about? It's not about double entendre. It's about double standards. Because at the same time, this is happening here. Anthony Weiner, a guy who is a multiple-time sex offender, but he is also caught up in one of the biggest violations, both quantity and quality. One of the biggest violations of national security with the Hillary Clinton emails. He's got Clinton email, not just dirty pictures and stuff on his email, on his laptop. Yeah, another double entendre. He's got national security stuff on there. The Huma Abedin put on there. She got security clearance for this stuff? This stuff was born classified at way above top secret. And of course, you know, get your Clinton emails right here. ClintonEmails.com. A very convenient high-tech drop. You don't have to meet them on the park bench and leave the little envelope there with the information for the Chinese people who are paying you off. You can just tell them to go scoop it up on Clinton emails, or, you know, they've got their own little piece of software there that sends a receipt of everything that she sends and receives. The highest violation of national security we have ever seen, and the largest amount, and yet nobody gets in any trouble for it. So, you know, Anthony Weiner, don't care about his violations of national security. Don't care about the violations of national security by Huma Abedin or by Hillary Clinton. None of that stuff is even going to be investigated seriously. If they show up to look at it, Hillary Clinton's people say to the FBI, these are not the documents you're looking for. Go away. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But for Manafort, he gets a midnight raid. For Roger Stone, they send an army after him, and then do a coordinated perp walk with CNN. Yeah. It's not double entendre, folks. It is double standards. You know, when we look at this, I look at Weiner, I look at the Pope, look at the corruption of that organization, the sexual corruption there, the priests going after the kids, going after other priests, going after nuns. Then you find out the nuns are going after other nuns. The nuns are going after kids. What is the Pope doing? Nothing. He is going after climate change, pushing his Marxist economics. He doesn't even care about the shedding of innocent blood in regime wars. He's not even about that. Certainly doesn't care anything about Christ, the gospel, or Christianity. Doesn't care about protecting innocent lives. I mean, this is where we are here, folks. We'll be right back. I want to talk about McCabe and the Tawana Brawley case coming out of Hollywood. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? A month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, there was a clip that was at the Drudge Report last week. IBM has a human debating AI. Of course, the AI, they've got a really large black box. Or I guess it's supposed to harken back to the black obelisks or monolithic things that they had in 2001. The only thing missing out of this were the guys jumping around in monkey suits with zippers on the back. Clearly visible. What a farce this thing was. And yet they fawned all over this. But the comments that they had about this were absolutely insidious, especially when you consider the fact that anybody who criticizes the Democrats now, especially Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, as The Intercept is pointing out, are accused of being bots. So we're accused of being bots. Certainly, if you are on social media, I've been accused of being a bot when I comment on things. I've seen other people who comment on things or who agree with me. You know, you get a troll that comes on and says, you're a bot. It's like, no, you may be a bot. Actually, they do have bots that are doing their censorship. You know, we had 10,000 people have their social media accounts purged. I don't know how many of those were truly bots, but the bot identification was being done by Indiana University on behalf of the Democrats. You know, they were doing for them. It's kind of like a cyber version of the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, they give the Democrats plausible deniability. They come out and they say, we'll identify these people for the Democrats. They create a list. The Democrats hand that list on to Twitter, and Jack Dorsey just says, they're gone. No problem. Take these people out. Yeah, you're obviously a bot if you don't like the lies that are being sold to you by the mainstream media. We're going to get into some of those in just a moment with McCabe. As a matter of fact, if you want to call in, we're going to take some calls. I haven't taken calls for quite some time. If you want to call in and opine about what's going to happen with the border, is this really an emergency? Can President Trump do executive orders? Can the president defend our borders with the military? I mean, we're told that can't happen, but nobody ever has any problem with foreign wars. If you want to join in, give me your opinion about that. If you think I'm wrong on whether or not there's been a precedent of a president using executive orders to fund his programs that he can't get Congress to fund. If you think there's been a precedent of overreach, call in and let me know what you think about the Green New Deal or about McCabe or Smollett or any of this stuff. But I want to play for you right now. Let me give you the number, 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. If you want to call in and comment, we'll take your phone calls today. Let's play this clip from IBM. This staged debate that they've got here. And CNET, in the subtitle of the article that came out last week, the tech was surprisingly charming and human sounding. I want you to hear whether or not you think it's charming or whether or not you think it sounds a bit like Alexandria Occasional Cortex and its condescending socialist lecturing to humans, and whether or not you think it even sounded human. I don't think so. The debate issue was whether or not government should subsidize preschools. Here's a little clip.
First, with her rebuttal, Project Debater arguing for the resolution, we should subsidize preschool.
Thank you again. For starters, I sometimes listen to opponents and wonder, what do they want? Would they prefer poor people on their doorsteps begging for money? Would they live well with poor people without heating and running water? Giving opportunities to the less fortunate should be a moral obligation of any human being, and it is a key role for the state. To be clear, we should find the funding for preschools and not rely on luck or market forces. This issue is too important to not have a safety net. Next, I think that Harish Natarajan raised the following issue. There are more important things than preschools to spend money on. The state budget is a big one, and there is room in it to subsidize preschools and invest in
other... Enough of that. It sounds too much like Alexandria Occasional Cortex for me. But of course, this is too important for us to rely on freedom of choice, right? We have to direct this. And of course, children don't really belong to the parents. They belong to society. Society knows what's best for them. This kind of, I think we could get the money for the funding by pulling the plug on that box right there. I think that that black box is using too much electricity. That money could be used elsewhere. I would even support giving the electricity to an electric car before I would give it to a lecturing robot like that. One of the things they said about that was, they said, what really struck me is the potential value of an IBM debater when combined with a human being, said the human who was debating the AI, who was also working for them. The bottom line, folks, is that that's already happening. We already have artificial intelligence debating us on social media. We're supposed to believe that only that bots are always conservative, right? Well, there you just heard it. There's a Green New Deal robot right there. And we've already got, it would be an improvement, quite frankly, if we did have a debate. But that's not what tech wants. That's not what the government and their technocratic elites That's what Zbigniew Brzezinski called him when he said, we're going to have technocratic elites. We're going to know everything that you do. We're going to manipulate your opinions. We're going to control everything, the technocratic elite. Then, of course, one of the things that they do is to make sure that there isn't a debate, to purge the other side of the debate. There won't even be anybody there. And so really what you're going to have is not a human arguing for a free market or arguing for choice. You're going to have a human arguing for government intervention and mandates. And then you're going to have a shill, a bot, a box that is going to be putting out a weak argument that purportedly is against that. You know, kind of like the kind of stuff you get from Chris Wallace on Fox News. They said, even in this CNET article, they said, weirdly, for an AI, it told us how humans ought to behave, just as you heard there. Giving opportunities to the less fortunate should be a moral obligation for any human being. Don't lecture me on moral obligations. And don't tell me that this bot hasn't been programmed. So we're supposed to believe that this artificial intelligence just came to these socialist conclusions on its own. No bias, no programming, nothing at all involved there. You know, but if you disagree with Cory Booker or Kamala Harris, then you are a bot. You've been programmed, or you're trying to program us, but not with those people. You know, so we look at this, and as I talked about the obscenity of Wiener, the obscenity of the Pope excusing these crimes, there's an article coming out now because we've got a book being written about all the reports that we've been explaining to you over the last couple of years. The fact that we know, going back to the previous Pope, it identified Cardinal McCarrick as being involved in the shenanigans and basically put them off to the side. There were documents about that, as well as other clergy talking about that. And then when Pope Francis came in, pulled him back out of the closet. This guy who's about to drop his book, Frederick Martel, is an openly gay man, an LGBT activist. The book is In the Closet of the Vatican, Power, Homosexuality, and Hypocrisy. And he's just basically going over the timeline and the documents that we've talked about many times, how this pope overruled what Pope Benedict had done, brought these people back in. Excuse that. But here's the real obscenity, folks. Maybe. Yeah, certainly that is obscene. Certainly that is horrific. But as RT points out, the real obscene masquerade is how the BBC depicted these staged hospital scenes as proof of the Douma chemical attack. Remember the most recent annual attack in Syria? False flag gas attack. Of course, this one they tried to sex up with another false flag gas attack in the UK. But they talked about how a guy who was working on the BBC production team has now come out saying, after almost 6 months of investigation, I can prove without doubt that the Douma hospital scene was staged. Well, Robert Fisk did it within a matter of days. Reported on that over and over again. And so clearly that's the case. Clearly it's corporate media being used as an extension of state foreign policy. And corporate social media being used as an extension of the neocons and NATO and the other warmongers. But, of course, we don't even pay any attention to that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll take your call.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things that...
Welcome back. You know, Alexandria Ocasional Cortex is going to take a tour to sell her Green New Deal. And I wonder, is she going to be on a horse with no name? Is they fart, you know? She can't have that. I don't know how she's going to get... Car? No, can't do that. Plane? Can't do that. How's she going to get around? You know, is she going to walk? Is she going to be carried by her adoring masses? Maybe that's it. Maybe they'll lift her on their shoulders and carry her around. We've got some phone calls we're going to get to in just a moment, right after I tell you how to continue funding this program, because you are our sponsor. That's right. You can go directly to InfoWarsStore.com, and you can support us and support your health with the products that we sell there. We've got some great specials right now. We've got natural protein, fiber-packed power, and the InfoWars Life protein bars that we just introduced last week. They come in two different flavors, vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter. Delicious. They're only 240 calories. They don't taste like they're some kind of a protein bar. I mean, I've had some protein bars in the past that don't have any taste at all. These taste great. 240 calories, 15 grams of protein each, and you can get them 40% off if you get two boxes or more. You can also still get the Brain Synergy Combo Special. That's Brain Force Plus for 50% off when you get it in combination with Turbo Force, another one of our new products. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth, still at 50% off for a short period of time. Ultimate Bone Broth packed with ancient super nutrients. You can get that at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. And, folks, it's a way to support your health and support freedom of speech, because we are at the tip of the spear. I've got a couple of calls that have called in to talk about the national emergency, the border, and then we're going to go to some people who called in to talk about social media bias and the fake news that we've seen amply on display over the weekend with both what's going on with the Empire, Hollywood hypocrite, the hypocrisy of the Democrats, the hypocrisy of the mainstream media, and the confessions. We had it tipped off last week, you know, Andrew McCabe and his interview was 60 Minutes, but he actually gave it yesterday. They actually aired it. We have some clips of that, but we're going to get your comments on that as well. But let's go first to the national emergency, the border issue. We've got Chris in Illinois is first up. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
My family and I, we put the blood of Jesus Christ over you every day, sir.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And that is powerful.
Yes.
So, you know, I think the speed of the media and, you know, how the stories turn over so quickly that people, that really doesn't help out us. It really helps out the left more, because not only do these people have the, you know, memory of a goldfish, but it doesn't allow us to elaborate on how ridiculous all of this is. And, you know, the perfect example is my contempt with Bush was the Patriot Act, and then Obama extended that. Additionally, you know, these guys today, they don't ever talk about how Obama legislated from the executive, how his NDAA suspended habeas corpus.
Yes.
You know, so there's a lot of these. This, you know, fake outrage or, you know, feigned outrage or whatever you want to call it. And it's all contingent upon because these people can't remember yesterday, let alone 10 years ago or 8 years
ago. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. What I was saying about Obamacare, you know, we hammered this quite a bit here at InfoWars, but the mainstream media didn't pick it up. They didn't want to talk about the fact that Obama couldn't get Congress to fund Obamacare, so he stole the money from private investors who were told that the government would insure their mortgage investments in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Nobody talked about that. They didn't talk about the fact that he lost when he went to court, but it still continued. They didn't talk about DACA just being executive order, or the fact that President Trump was easily able to get rid of TPP and Paris Climate Accord. Those are overreaches by Obama, but they conveniently forget about that.
And, you know, too, is I think while everybody was focused on this border wall situation, the biggest chess move on the planet was made by inserting William Barr in there without any. The media,
yes.
That didn't even trend on social media. So you
yes.
know this guy's a snake, man. I mean, who needs Mueller when you got this clown in there? I mean, I'm telling you, I would refer everybody to the Global Research article. It talks about how it details everything. I mean, this guy has been a snake all the way back to the Church Hearing Committee, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's what's so disappointing about this is to see the personnel that are there around President Trump. He's basically walling himself in with the personnel that he puts into his administration. I agree with you about Barr. That is unbelievable. And, of course, we don't expect to see any real reform now of the Department of Justice with him as Attorney General.
And, you know, one other thing I'd like to say is everybody, switching gears again, everybody who called said this here in Chicago is MAGA country. First of all, they're idiots. And secondly, I would like an apology from all of those people because the MAGA supporters and the Trump supporters, we're not dumb enough to wear MAGA hats downtown, man. It just won't happen. So,
yeah, that was the first time we ever saw these riots was when President Trump went to Chicago. And that's when they started, you know, vandalizing the cars, keying the cars and so forth and fighting people on the streets. And they defiantly went to the press and said, how dare him come to Chicago? This is our town, not his town. And so, that was clearly ridiculous.
That was over at the United Center. That's the West Loop, which, you know, that part of the city isn't necessarily conservative. Additionally, that's where Kramer, the bird dogging guy that Project Veritas caught, he's from here in Chicago. So they created that whole situation, way back then. So
I think that was one of the things the detective said tipped them off there in Chicago. They said, you know, when supposedly these people are walking around wearing MAGA hats and saying this is MAGA country, it's like, I don't think so. It sounds a little bit too far-fetched for us to believe. All right, thank you very much, Chris, for calling. Let's go to Jerome in New York. Jerome?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I hope you're doing well.
Doing well, yes, thank you.
If you guys take care of yourself, hey, if we lose you guys, then what do we have? We'd be in the abyss.
Well, thank you.
Let me fill you guys in on that border down there. That's like a big industry. You got large mm-hmm. commerce coming back and forth across that border. Mostly it's people, and it's taken 40, 50 years to set it up the way they got it now and get those quarters worked in there and get the corrupt politicians paid off to where they can get that money flowing the way they got it. If you think that President Trump, are they going to allow him to try to stop that? People got another think coming. They're not going to allow that. Plus, on top of that, you notice that this new bill that they've introduced that is flowing towards, they want the younger, you know, immigrants coming in, the younger ones, the kids, you know, they're giving them a pass. So they can groom them into their voters. To where they'll vote, you know.
They want them to come in as early as possible so they can get them in the school system so they can brainwash them to the Green New Deal and socialism and so forth and how this is an evil country and they need to vote with the Democrats. Absolutely. It is an army that they want to bring in. And you're right. There is an economic side of this. There is a political side of this. And there is a big, grand strategy. Like I said before, I think, you know, when you look at the fact that the UN is behind the war on drugs, as well as the open border policy. It is a policy combined, those two things combined, are policies to destabilize and to divide America. It is, they want to talk about sustainability. These people don't know or care the first thing about economic sustainability.
These nonprofit organizations down there, I'm not talking about just regular 501c3. I'm talking, these are big church organizations down there mm-hmm. They're making money on the deal, bringing those people across. Not only that, I tell you who's really in it a lot is them immigration attorneys. You see people getting interviewed on TV or radio and all for this open border. A lot of that's them immigration attorneys just lining their pockets with those people. They're abusing.
The most important thing about this border wall would be to keep people out of the judicial system. You know, once they get in there, we've lost. Just like into the welfare system. But you're talking about this being a big border industry. You know, one of the key things that I think is a big problem, talked about, you know, four or five big problems on Friday with this bill that President Trump signed to continue, with keeping the government open. One of the big problems with this is the fact that it gives local authorities veto power over this. And as I said, they don't have any say so as to whether or not you're going to put a giant cell phone tower right next to an elementary school. They know that increases the risk of cancer anywhere from 4 to 8 times, depending on the type of cancer on these kids. But we can't object to that. But they can object on any basis to having a wall put up there. All these, that's been done now by this bill that President Trump has signed. As I said, he's walling himself in. He's walling off options that he already had, powers that he already had. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. The number is 888-201-2244.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
By leaps and by bounds, the number #1 best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move, it's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, last week as we had bits and pieces of what was going to be in Andrew McCabe's 60 Minutes interview that aired yesterday, as that was being put out to people, and then, of course, they kind of knew what was in it because it's part of his book tour. We'll talk about that later. We're going to go to phone calls now and talk to people about social media bias. We've got several people called in and want to talk about that. But NBC News said, you may be disappointed by the Mueller report. Well, guess what, NBC? I already am disappointed. I've been disappointed for a couple of years. And its very existence and by its operation. I mean, whatever happened to due process? We've said from the very beginning, people who have known Mueller and this cast of characters have pointed out that, have called him Torquemada. They've talked about his history here. And, the fact that this is being done in a way to investigate a person, to destroy a person. There's not a crime here to be investigated. There's never been a crime to be investigated from the very beginning. As a matter of fact, the feeble attempts by McCabe to try to justify that. I say, whoa, we got rumor of this. They planted that stuff. It was all circular. You know, they plant stories out there in the media, and then they refer to those stories to go get a FISA warrant and so forth. We've been talking about this for a very long time. But I'm disappointed by its existence. It's Stalinesque. Bring me the man. I will find the crime. I'm disappointed by its operation, the lack of oversight, the passivity of the Justice Department and the Trump administration to not stop this, and the fact that we've now got Barr, who by all accounts is probably worse than Sessions. As one of the callers just pointed out. Anyway, let's go to some of our callers right now. We've got Uncle Sam in New Orleans. And, of course, those of you who know, have been to New Orleans, you see Uncle Sam there on the corner. He engages people in topics of conversation, films it, puts it up on the Internet. Uncle Sam, where can people find your videos? I want to get your take on your, I guess it's unscientific, but your one-on-one take and your discussions, how people are seeing this. But where can people find your videos on the Internet?
Well, first off, welcome back, David.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Man, it's such a treat to hear you again.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and search my name. We'll just put in Badass Uncle Sam on YouTube or Michael DeBarry. That's DiBarri on YouTube, and you'll get right to my site, I assume.
Great. And what they'll see there is, as people come up, you've got all kinds of stuff there to get people engaged, and you engage people on conversations. You film it, the back and forth, and get some very good conversations. But what have you heard from people on the street in your one-on-one conversations about how they're viewing what we're seeing on the media right now?
You know, David, I probably have, I mean, seriously, if I was a CIA or FBI agent looking to try to find out if the propaganda was working, I'd be subscribing to my site. Because I got to tell you, it's not, at least not judging from the people I talk to. I got a real good one I talked to yesterday. You're going to love this. It's a gentleman from Austin, Texas, who works for Apple, is gay, and voted for Trump.
Oh, there you go.
That was a very interesting conversation.
That's not supposed to happen, right?
I'm telling you. And he, you know, we had a good conversation about how he's dealing with that, working with Apple. And then I talked to a man who writes policy for the Department of Homeland Security on the border.
Before we get away from the Apple employee who's gay and voted for Trump, what did he tell you? What did he like about President Trump?
Oh, this has a lot to do with a lot of the people I talk to out there, former liberals. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like a hashtag walkaway. He basically went over of why he left the plantation. He left the Democratic plantation.
All right, we'll get more on that on the other side of the break. We've got to take a quick break. Of course, you know, President Trump doesn't have any axe to grind with gay people. Working for Apple, they're making tons of money under President Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking your phone calls. Haven't done that for a while. The number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Pretty much leaving it open topic. We've talked, had a couple of phone calls about the border, the emergency executive order, and so forth. We've got a couple of people who want to talk about social media bias, fake news, so forth. We got Wild Man coming up. We got Brad in Massachusetts. But right now we're talking to Uncle Sam in New Orleans. And if you've ever been to New Orleans, right there in the French Market, you'll see his display there. He dresses up as Uncle Sam. You can find him on YouTube. And Uncle Sam was just telling us that he just put up a conversation he had with an employee from Apple, lived in Austin, said he was gay, and he voted for Trump. Now, that really shouldn't be any problem, except that the mainstream media wants to tell us that all Trump supporters are racist, sexist, homophobic. We know that's not true. But what that shows us is that they're not winning the narrative here. And, of course, Hillary Clinton admitted that years ago. She said, it's an information war, and we're losing it. And that's maybe what happened to her. As a matter of fact, when she wrote her book, What Happened, she mentioned InfoWars 3 times. Now, her cronies in Washington are working pretty hard to make sure that you don't hear any alternatives, to make sure that they purge anything else and push their narrative, but apparently it doesn't seem to be working, Uncle Sam.
Oh, no, it is not, David. I'm telling you. Well, of course, you know, I can never tell what the people are thinking when they walk by, but the people that come up and talk to me, the thumbs up I get. I'd say, like yesterday, I came by, he was wearing the Hillary Should Marry OJ t-shirt. And, yeah. I know. And I asked him, I says, well, what kind of reaction he's getting? He says, there was only like one lesbian couple that said something to me. I just told him not to read the shirt. But everybody else is giving me thumbs up and laughing at it. And that's it. I mean, when people ask me what kind of reaction I get out there, because, you know, I got 2 large cutouts there, one of Donald Trump giving me a thumbs up, but one of Hillary Clinton in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, right?
And you know, you're talking about that Hillary Should Marry OJ t-shirt. I don't know. I'd be worried about OJ's health if that were to happen.
Well,
she's got a much longer kill list that she's been accused of than OJ Simpson, that's for sure.
I knew that. but that's it.
Save OJ.
People, yeah, no kidding. God bless him. I stay away from her. But I have to, I mean, people are always asking me, what kind of reaction you get out there? And I say, it's always overwhelmingly positive. I get like 90% thumbs up for everybody that, you know, gives me an opposite reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And, and so, you know, there's kind of, people are always saying there's got to be voter fraud, because I talk to truck drivers, they drive across the country and they say, man, when the election was going on, all I saw was Trump this and Trump that. So there's got to be election fraud. That's something else that people, you know, that I think that Trump should hit on would be the election reform. Considering what happened in this last election, he is not hitting on some of the most important things.
Well, I'm very concerned about the involvement of electronic voting. Is a very, very dangerous thing. And, of course, they're not talking about that. Instead, they want to focus on the Electoral College. And another thing, which basically is a good thing. It's a very good thing. I've talked about that in the past. So I won't get into that right now. We'll talk about that in the future some point in time. But, thank you so much. And you know, folks, if you're in New Orleans, stop by and see Uncle Sam. But, you know, check him out on YouTube. Just look up Uncle Sam New Orleans or Michael DeBerry, and you'll see some interesting discussions going back and forth. Thanks, Uncle Sam. Good talking to you. Let's go to, Wild Man in Illinois. Go ahead, Wild Man.
Yeah. This fake news media, I get what MSNBC and CNN's doing, but it's the ones like Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and even Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. They never talk about the real issues. They never bring up globalism, central banks, the manipulation of the stock market, the militarized police state. They never talk about the real threats to.
Oh yeah, they're not going to talk about Big Pharma, because Big Pharma is one of their sponsors. They don't ever talk about the police state except to beg for more of it. I mean, you do see that occasionally from, who was the guy that was, there? He was dismissed by Fox News, but actually Alex talked to him. He came here and talked to Alex, but, I remember after the, shooting of the, Charlie Hebdo shooting in France, he was saying, oh, all these people out there complaining about the police state. I want more of a police state. And it's like, yeah, we knew that. We knew that.
Yeah. You guys have been talking about it for years. Alex Jones documentaries, Endgame, Police State, The Rise of FEMA. I own almost all of them. And Evil Empire, The Fall of the Republic. You guys have been talking about the real issues for years. And none of these guys, if Mark Levin really cared about liberty, life liberty, he'd have people on his show other than celebrities and ex-athletes and stuff. He'd have on Alex Jones, or he'd have on a Gerald Celente or people like that. But no,
yeah.
They just want to talk to people that, you know, just play and toe their line. They want to pretend to be opposition.
And even to the extent, you know, the back and forth that we saw yesterday with Chris Wallace and Rush Limbaugh, pretending that, you know, we don't know, you know, well, DACA, it was evil. It was evil when Obama did it, but it's still evil. And it's we're 2 years into the Trump administration, and we're using this evil policy. We're continuing it and using it as a bargaining chip. President Trump could end DACA now. He could end Obamacare now. All he'd have to do is tell his attorney general. Of course, he's not going to tell his attorney general anything now that he's picked Barr. But if his attorney general stopped the appeal of the theft of all this stuff, I mean, they're pretending that nothing like this has ever happened. All of Obama, pretty much the entire legacy, if you will, of Obama was executive orders against the will of the Congress and the judiciary.
They never criticize Obama's policies hardly. They don't. They sure as hell don't go after George W. Bush and all his stuff back then and his globalist stuff. But and then, you know, Trump listens to Hannity and Limbaugh and stuff, and they won't even bring up the real issues. You know, none of them got any balls. None of them do. Trump ain't got no balls to do what he needs to do. Limbaugh, Hannity, Levin, none of them got the balls to talk about what needs to be talked about, that InfoWars.
Well, you know, they will go after, like, Tulsi Gabbard, and I'm not pushing Tulsi Gabbard because I don't know what she stands for outside of her opposition to the war, but I appreciate her opposition to the war, like Ron Paul, and like we've seen with Dennis Kucinich, and, you know, Walter Jones just recently died. I talked about that, very sad to see that, but a California Democrat congressman has just introduced legislation. In the name of Walter Jones, he put Walter Jones down as a co-sponsor, even though this has been introduced posthumously because they began working on this. And what it would do is roll back this blanket authorization for the use of military force that has gotten us into wars in 14 separate countries without any debate or vote. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And there are some people on both sides and both parties that don't like this, but they're not the people who are running the Democrat Party. They're not the people who are running the Republican Party either.
Yeah. Well, I said what I need to say, and I just recommend everybody you need to order Alex's documentaries.
Yeah.
It goes back to the 90s. Everything, it's all coming true, but none of the rest of them will cover that stuff, but you guys have, and
that's great.
Great.
Yeah,
documentaries and
documentaries are very, thank you, Wild Man. Documentaries are very powerful because on an ongoing basis, you know, we pick up whatever is in the news, we typically respond to it. Sometimes we try to drive it, but typically, I'm responding to what the mainstream media is putting out there. I try not to let them completely set the agenda because I have a different agenda. I have an agenda for peace and for liberty and that sort of thing. But, we do talk about these issues from time to time. If you get a documentary, however, it gives us the opportunity to take the topic, start it from the beginning and run it through without the interruption of commercials, without the interruption of current events and whatever the red flag is that they're dragging across the news media on any given day. It's a great opportunity to go through and really examine an issue. And so Wild Man was exactly right about that. When we come back, we're going to take some more of your phone calls. That number is 888-201-2244. As I'm looking at this New American article I was just talking about, the repeal of the authorization for the use of military force, as they pointed out, that was passed 3 days after September 11, 2001. And at the time, they said, given the climate of fear, this is New American, given the climate of fear at the time, it's hardly surprising that it passed nearly unanimously. Only one representative, Barbara Lee, Democrat of California, had the courage to vote no, correctly forecasting the bill would become a blank check for presidential war making. Do you hear them complaining about talking about going into Venezuela or what they're doing in Syria? No, they only complain when we try to defend this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Money.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLive.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com. I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking your phone calls. We've got a couple people that are, several people queued up here. More are calling in right now. The number is 888-201-2244. Just a real quick update before we go back to our callers. Those of you that are regular listeners might have heard us last week when we were talking about this Apple app. Now, you know, of course, Apple, unlike the Android platform, Apple curates all the apps that are allowed to be put on your phone. And if they don't like an application, you know, like they don't like InfoWars, Tim Cook says, no, can't have that. They shut it down. So that you can't get that app. Now you can still get that app on if you got an Android phone. And, Android has about 85% of the market. Nevertheless, they have a curious app that they don't seem to have a problem with. Now, Tim Cook, after this came to light last week, I talked about this last week. It was picked up, I think, on Free Thought Project. I talked about it. And then on the 13th, which was last, Wednesday, Apple CEO Tim Cook has promised to look into an app that's available on the Apple Store, also on the Google stores. Now, again, Google doesn't curate their stuff, but Apple does. So if Apple is going to say, we're going to allow this and not that, then basically they are tacitly approving of what they do allow. They don't approve of us. They don't approve of my show. But they do approve of an app that allows Saudi men to track their women and their slave employees. Yes, there is an app for that, and I think they ought to it's called Absher, A-B-S-H-E-R, but I said last week I think they ought to rename it Handmaid's Tale and spell that not T-A-L-E, but T-A-I-L. That's the way that you track your handmaids in Saudi Arabia. We downloaded it. We didn't have any Saudi ID numbers to put into it, so we couldn't use it, but they say you can safely browse the profile or your family members, or the laborers working for you. And you can perform a wide range of e-services online, like make sure they don't get anywhere. Okay? It allows men to specify when and where women under their guardianship or others that are identified as quote-unquote dependents. Yeah, you know, all the women are dependent on the men to be able to do anything. where dependents are permitted to travel. It'll send an automated text when those individuals attempt to use their passport at a border crossing or an airport check-in. You'll be instantly notified when your slave women or your slave laborers want to try to escape Saudi Arabia. And you can do something about it. Now, according to Human Rights Watch, Saudi Arabia has an abusive labor system. So this is where the laborer is working for you. You know, so you can track those laborers working for you, be affirmed of whenever they try to escape your control. They said Human Rights Watch says that Saudi Arabia has an abusive labor system. They trap migrants into illegal employment. They don't allow them to switch jobs without employer approval. They call it kafala. It's their sponsorship program. Employers will often, according to Sputnik News, which is reporting this, employers will often abuse their positions by confiscating laborers' passports withholding their wages or forcing them to work under abusive conditions. In 2008, Human Rights Watch reported multiple abuses against around 1.5 million migrant domestic workers, primarily from Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and the Philippines. They were documented. They documented these problems. Things like non-payment of salaries, forced confinement, let that sink in, food deprivation, excessive workload, and severe psychological, physical, and sexual abuse. Sounds like I owe 16 tons, you haul 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt, you owe your soul to the company store or to the Saudis who can track you with the assistance of Apple. And of course, Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, had said, immediately after that story went out, that he was going to look into it. But that was February the 13th when he said he's going to look into it. Today, it's February the 18th, 5 days later, and it is still there. And not only that, but it has a rating of 4.9 stars on the Apple Store. I'm sure that it is very useful to track your handmaids and your slaves. So if it's there under the productivity section, the Apple Store, if you want to get an app to track your slaves and handmaids. No problem at all for that. All right, let's go to Brad in Massachusetts, who's been holding for quite some time. Thank you for holding, Brad. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem, David. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for doing what you do, and we're so glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you for listening. You know, if you guys weren't there and you weren't supporting us, I wouldn't be here. So thank you.
Well, you're my commute voice, man. Like, I can't ride to work, you know, without listening to your voice. I ride my bike to work every day, and you're always my work commute voice. And,
oh, that's great,
you know,
man.
Harrison was making a mess. No, Harrison wasn't making a mess. I love Harrison.
Nah, he does a great job. Yeah.
Yes, he did. But, yeah. You know, there's no substitute for you, and we're so glad that you're back, and we hope that you continue, in good health.
But, well, thank you.
What I wanted to talk about was this 48 dark situation. I don't know if you know about this, but, you know, a whole lot of conservatives are, as of this morning, I guess, at midnight, decided to check out of Twitter and Facebook and, you know, all social media.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to culminate this whole deal with a protest in front of Twitter, the actual Twitter HQ in New York, where Laura Loomer did her stunt last month.
And when is this going to start?
Well, so it already started, and it's going to culminate with the on Wednesday at 8 a.m. in front of the Twitter headquarters. There's going to be, I guess, Bikers for Trump are going to be there, and a whole lot of other conservatives who feel like they've been, you know, unfairly censored on social media.
That's good. I haven't seen that. That's important that we push back when they censor our voices. At least we can stand up in the street and say we're not going to allow that. You know, we can exercise that part of the First Amendment, peaceful assembly.
Sure. I mean, yeah. But I was wondering if you think that there is an unfair, if there's a bias on Twitter.
I absolutely do. Yeah, absolutely do. I mean, I've seen many, many examples of it. I mean, one of the first times I saw that was against Roger Stone when they just purged him. Well, you look at the double standard between what they, you know, he wasn't doing anything.
Well, Louis Farrakhan hasn't been banned, right? You know?
What's that?
Louis Farrakhan.
That's right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
we've got numerous examples of that.
But you have to admit that, I mean, Roger offered money for people to assault Chris Matthews on Twitter.
Well,
I mean, I know
other people did far worse than that. And, you know,
yeah, but that's what about
I'm still on Twitter. I don't know why. But, you know,
do you think if somebody offers a bounty for somebody to assault another person that they should maybe be banned? Cause I think they should.
Well, I think that a lot of this stuff is, if it was done by somebody on the left, and of course we have had a lot of things, like that put out there by the left, and they say, I was just joking. See, when the left does it, it's just a joke, and it's not a satire when the right does it.
No, but I'm not joking. I'm serious. If somebody offers a bounty to assault somebody,
I don't have a problem with that as long as they enforce it equally. See, that's the problem is they don't enforce that.
Also, I think we agree completely then, because you should have to, so You agree?
If you talk about violence also. and they deem that to be serious and they don't give people a pass for saying, well, that was just a parody, then right. Yes. You know, but there is that double standard, and I think the key thing that
should be banned then, but also Louis Farrakhan should be banned. We're in agreement here.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that he said that Twitter is the public square. And we've had a Supreme Court decision that says you can't censor on the public square. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking phone calls right now, and I wanted to hold Brad over because he was kind enough to hold for a very long time. Brad from Massachusetts, and we're talking about social media bias. Is there a bias there? Is there a point at which social media can decide that they want to take people off? I think that's a very important question. I wanted to give that a little bit more time. Brad, as we're talking about this, I mean, consider the fact that, first of all, before we have any rules applied by social media and their alleged private property, and again, I put that in there with qualifications, but because of Supreme Court decisions and so forth, but if they're going to have rules, shouldn't those rules be applied equally? And then we can talk about what those rules are going to be, because we haven't seen those rules applied equally. You know, when they took Roger Stone off, if I remember correctly, it was because they said, well, he was bullying and it was hateful speech and so forth. But he pointed out that Keith Olbermann had foul language and bullying and over-the-top stuff. They'd never done anything to him. I mean, what do you think, Brad, about what Jack Dorsey did against Alex Jones? Because he kind of missed out with the gang attack on InfoWars, and he waited about 3 weeks. And then he banned Alex Jones after Alex confronted Oliver Darcy, a so-called journalist who had focused on trying to get Alex deplatformed.
Right. So I think, first of all, I think you're exactly right that it's not as even-handed as it ought to be. Louis Farrakhan ought to be banned. Keith Olbermann ought to be banned. I think those guys ought to be kicked off. I mean, I'm also speaking just as the person who doesn't own that company, so they can do whatever the hell they want, but I agree with you that if you're going to do one, you have to do all, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we agree on that completely. Okay. So,
and you know, when I was taken off by YouTube, right, I said, I got a thing in the middle of the broadcast that said, we have had a complaint and you've been terminated. Well, they didn't say what that complaint was. And it was the first one. They have a three strikes and you're out rule. I was never given even one strike definition.
Yeah.
And I could never get back in.
Hey, look, I'm a big baseball guy. I believe in being called, you know, each pitch, right? You know, that's the way it goes.
But yeah, having rules and having them uniformly enforced. Exactly. That'd be a start.
And enforced at the time, in a timely fashion, right? You know, you should be told when you did the thing that you did, right? So we're not in any kind of disagreement on that. But I have to push back on Alex being banned because he said, I think it was late June, he said, you don't get to the top of the FBI now unless you rape little kids. And 2 is the number to get in the club. That is not protected speech. That is straight up slander. He is saying that the people at the top of the FBI rape.
I would have to see that. I'd have to see that and see that in context. But
no, there is no context. I mean, David, come on. What context could you possibly put that in?
Well, again, I don't know if he was serious about that. You know, we see that they don't take down anybody from Hollywood if they're whatever they say. It's a joke, right?
No, you can't kid about a thing like that. You can't kid about accusing someone of a capital crime. That's what's called slander.
Unless it is clearly hyperbole. And then that particular case,
I would dare you. I dare you.
And I don't know what he was talking about when he was talking. Was he talking about FBI agents that were corrupt or caught in something? I don't know.
I will send you the clip right after this. But Alex is, in that case, he committed an act of slander. It's not really up for debate. He did that, man. He did it straight up. And I'm a fan of InfoWars. I'm an everyday listener. I love your program. But you have to call it what it is. He committed slander.
Well, that wasn't the basis on which Twitter shut him down. What they said was that he had bullied Marco Rubio, who is basically holding hearings about censorship of the right and claims that he doesn't know who Alex is and that he had bullied Oliver Darcy. Those are the basis on which they shut it down. Let me ask you this.
That's what they should have banned him for.
Well, again, I don't know whether that was hyperbole or whatever, but let me ask you this, because I keep bringing this up, and I first saw this on Breitbart. I'll give them the credit for discovering this case. A case from 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. They had a Jehovah's Witness who was handing out literature. This is a town back in 1946. It was owned by one particular company. They said, we don't want you handing out that literature here, and it's our private property, so go away. She took them all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, even if a private company owns the public square, they can't shut down free speech in the public square. Now Jack Dorsey has said at least 8 times that Twitter is a public square. That's their business model. What do you think about that?
Are they the public square, though, or a public square?
Well, it doesn't matter. This company wasn't the public square. They weren't the only public square, but they were a public square in that town. And I think that Twitter has a far bigger public square and far bigger monopoly on the public square than that particular small town did there in Alabama.
Here's what I would say about that. I'm very antitrust. You know, I don't think we should have monopolies in this country. I think it's, you know, antithetical to the founding of this country, right? But I just want someone to tell me, and if they can make the case, I will totally support it. How is Twitter engaging in policies or practices that actually violate antitrust law? Because if they do, I'm in it with you 100%. I'll be there. Or I'll be a foot soldier to try and get this thing broken up.
Well, I don't see antitrust as being a very successful tactic, frankly, because I've seen antitrust. They tried to use it against Standard Oil and the Rockefellers. That didn't work. They tried to use it against AT&T, and that only worked for a short period of time. So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, Trump did it successfully against the NFL, didn't he?
They didn't actually do a legal action. But here's the thing is I think a lot of people when they look at social media companies, when they look at Twitter, when they look at Google and so forth, they don't understand, Facebook especially, they don't understand that the government helped them to get into where they are. I mean,
that's important. So how did they do that?
I've talked many times about how they got funding in the early days from the Atlantic Council, how you had DARPA, people who were sitting on the boards of venture capital firms that gave them that money. You had the CIA about the time they started these companies. They created InQtel. They were open about the fact that they were creating the venture capital firm to fund the companies that were going to control the internet. I think as we dig deeper on this, we've seen many examples of this bragging about the fact that the military industrial complex, NATO and so forth, are using these people as essentially a beard. And I've seen this done with the media to shut down third parties and independent debates, saying, well, we're not doing it. It's this media organization that's running our debates, and they're a private corporation.
Who's going to file the lawsuit? Somebody should then, right?
Good luck suing Google and Facebook.
Well, somebody's got to do it because we can't just talk on the radio and expect, you know, the world to change, right?
I agree. But it also...
So who's going to do it?
Yeah, there has to be an understanding of where this is coming from and the fact and who is behind this. You know, we have to understand that this is, I think it's a rope-a-dope that's been put out there. But I do think that there's a Supreme Court case already that is a precedent. And if we had politicians that would look at, you know, we see Supreme Court cases on other issues like Roe v. Wade, and it's like, forget it, that's the law of the land. Don't even talk about that. But nobody will talk about Marsh versus Alabama. I think that is a clear parallel, a clear case.
That's a fair enough argument. I guess.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if you had a Justice Department, theoretically, if you had somebody that wasn't deep state in charge of the Justice Department, somebody that wasn't Barr, What's that?
It's his Justice Department. At a certain point, we have to say, look, if this guy isn't putting the right people in office, then he's a bad manager and we shouldn't have him in office, right?
Oh, I agree. I absolutely do not support... I think he's done a terrible job in terms of the people that he's put in for the most part. I mean, Scott Pruitt was excellent.
But everybody wants to make an excuse and say, oh, well, he's getting bad advice. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
If I were to look you in the face and say, hey, Barack Obama's a bad president because he's getting bad advice, you'd laugh at me. You'd be
like,
he shouldn't be president.
You haven't heard me make excuses for President Trump on that.
I called him out on those picks.
I called him out on Rex Tillerson as it was being rumored. I said, look, he's going to oppose you on the Paris Climate Accord. He's going to oppose you on a lot of different things like that, and he did. All right, we're going to have more phone calls. Stay with us. Be right back. Thank you, Brad.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth.
one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your words gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be a word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to get right back to your phone calls because we've got three people holding. We've got Sean in New Jersey, Betty in New York, Tyler in Arizona. We're going to try to get to all three of you in this segment real quickly. Folks, we're not going to exist if you don't support us with the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got some great specials right now to support your health. We've got a new product that we introduced last week, InfoWars Life Protein Bars, natural protein, fiber-packed power, only 240 calories, but it's got 15 grams of protein. They taste great, vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter. Check it out. Give it a try. You can get 40% off two boxes or more at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have the Brain Synergy Combo Pack, 50% off Brain Force Plus when you get it in combination with Turbo Force, another one of our new products. And finally, we have Ultimate Bone Broth. You can save 50% off this ancient super nutrient package. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to Sean in New Jersey. Thank you for holding, Sean. Go ahead.
How's it going, brother? Thank you for having me on. Thank God
thank you, man.
I was praying for you, brother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Very important. Thank you.
Yeah, my topic pretty much covers all the shenanigans going on right now.
Sure.
In all honesty, brother, I believe that 5 million hardworking Americans need to exercise our First Amendment right, peacefully march on Washington, and demand to be heard.
Ah, thanks. Great. Demand to be heard in what way? In terms of the demonstration or some other way?
In terms of the censorship, the wall, all these laws and legislation that these politicians are passing that are directly against our Constitution.
Yeah, I agree.
I just got evicted from my apartment for refusing to surrender my legally owned firearms. I'm staying in Home of the Brave shelter in Camden right now.
Wow. And you're in New Jersey, yeah. Wow.
Yes. Now,
that's a very dangerous place to try to exercise your Second Amendment rights.
Brother, I have God-given rights. No law man shall pass shall supersede the laws of the Lord.
I agree. That's what this revolution was fought over, what we established this country for. You know, government is supposed to protect our rights, not take them away. And we need to alter, abolish any government like that. And I agree with you. I think we need to address our grievances. We need to have our voices heard. And that's one of the reasons why they're doing so much censorship. They don't want your voices heard. They want to purge that other narrative. They want to have their narrative pushed, but they want to purge anybody that disagrees with that. That's absolutely true.
Absolutely. And it's a really a slap in the face of what every veteran and service member now are serving for. You hear politicians, Dave, using words, if I may call you Dave.
Yeah, sure.
You hear politicians using words like them and us in reference to color and race and nationality. Mm-hmm. That's disgraceful. They're using the proper words, but they're using them in the wrong context. It's them, those bought and paid for corrupt scumbags who are working to oppress the American people, who have tens to hundreds of million dollars in the bank, and then it's the rest of us. And if 5 million Americans marched on Washington to exercise our First Amendment right, and so we can let the president know we, the people, are with him. If they choose to not listen, that is why we have the Second Amendment, and that is what separates us from every other country. That is why every other country throughout the last 100 years aspired to be as free as the United States.
I agree. You know, we had the Tea Party march on Washington, and that was massive. Of course, they downplayed the numbers and everything, but you could see the pictures. You know, there was conservative outlets that put up the pictures and so forth, and libertarian outlets that showed the streets were full. They tried to push back against that. It's very important for us to stand up and to be counted, and that's one way to do it, you know, have a peaceful demonstration. It's just it's very hard to get people who have a life, who have a family, who are working, who support that, those are the people that are not being heard. And those are the people who, because of their commitments, it's hard for them to do that. It's easy to get paid protesters on the left and college students who got nothing to do to go protest in the situation. They'll always inflate their numbers. That's the difficult thing. But I agree with you. I think it's a great idea to have our voices heard. Thank you, Sean. I want to try to get to these other people before we run out of time. I only got about 5 minutes left. Let's go to Betty in New York. Betty, you want to talk about MAGA hats? Go ahead.
Hi, David. I'm so glad you're okay, and we pray for you, and
there's
a lot of people praying for you at the time. I wanted to say Silver Bullet has literally stopped me from getting sick for like 3 years now, seriously.
Wow, like, that's great. I use it, too. Whenever I travel, I always have it in case I get a paper cut or in case I start feeling sick. I always use that. Yeah, absolutely.
But what's funny is I take a tiny minuscule drop every single morning, and it just like stops me from getting sick. It's amazing.
That's great.
So I wanted to talk about the basically the Trump hat, you know, being that it's red and why people react to it the way that they do. I really think that they react to it like that because it's red, and being that Trump came into the presidency announcing that we're going to praise God as a nation, it reminds people that have literally Satan inside of them, lefties, it reminds people and the devil inside of them of Jesus' blood. Notice that it's on their hat.
Yeah.
It's on their head. It's literally on their head.
That's true. That's I never thought about that symbolism, but yeah, that's
true. So in other words, they're covered by the blood, which is red, and it reminds the devil himself of like, look, check it out. That's the blood of Jesus right there. That's why they get so crazy.
That's great. Yeah. Of course, the liberals don't pass over people. they attack anyway, right? This is not a Passover symbol to the liberals. This is like waving a red flag in front of a bull.
That's literally what it is. They literally see red and they go nuts. The other thing I wanted to say is that Roger Stone, you know, he got really disrespected the other day, like when they came to his house and did all that. You know, that to me was the worst. As a New Yorker, if I was there, Roger himself would have been like, calm down, Betty, because I would have tried to slap somebody. Somebody for real, it would have been bad. But
yeah, that would be bad if you try to slap 19 cars full of armed officers in a SWAT raid. You don't slap
them. Nuts, I know. But I really don't care at this point. It makes me crazy. But I wanted to say, you know, I mean no disrespect, but Roger says that he's a Christian. He does believe in God, but then his wife is a Buddhist, and then look at the problem. They are one. They're married, so you can't serve two gods. It's one or the other. I want them to be respected. I don't want anybody disrespecting Roger ever like that again. But he has to make his house one God only, and the only living God. Buddha's dead. Buddha's dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, well, I don't want to tell homeboy what to do, but that's what it is.
I'm sure he hears you. I'm sure he hears you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And Betty, and I want to get, we've only got about 2 minutes left. I want to get to Tyler in Arizona before we run out of time. Tyler, thank you for holding.
David, could you hear me?
Yes, I got you. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Amazing. First time caller on your show. I'm a young man. I really appreciate everything you do. You're a smart guy. You really cover everything in depth.
Well, thank you.
It's very helpful for those who are, let's just say, quote unquote, ignorant to the constitutional rights we have.
Thank you. We got to get back to our foundations of liberty. That needs to be the thing that we're looking at,
amen.
You know, instead
amen,
of security, amen. Right? That's a dodge. But go ahead. Thank you.
But let's go to the symbolism that she was talking about. If you want to talk about symbolism, I don't know if you've seen this personally, but there is a massive train tunnel that was built in Sweden. It's 32 miles long, I believe. It's called the Goddard Railway Tunnel.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they did that opening ceremony. That was some pretty rich symbolism.
Covered again because it has never been more blatant. I've never seen something more blatant in my entire life. They covered every aspect of their belief front to back in a two-hour ceremony. And if you can't see it, if folks.
Yeah, we're playing, the guys pulled up some clips of it right now. It was amazingly crazy
unbelievable.
Stuff.
They covered everything as far as Kronos, the god of time, and in their videos. They have an unbelievable respect for symbolism, and we don't respect it enough.
That's right.
No one cares more about it than they do.
Well, I think it was not that long ago they were talking about how people who self-identify with the occult and witchcraft and everything are now outnumbering some mainstream old-line Protestant organizations like Presbyterians or whatever. I mean, you know, this country is not slouching towards Sodom and Gomorrah. We've been there for quite some time.
No diving into it. It's not the best, but speaking on in defense of Roger, I'm sorry Brad had to rake you over the coals to go after some other people. Not personally my style. I'd rather talk to Roger Stone personally if I wanted to ask him questions like that. But that being said, Roger's allowed to have a wife who has a freedom of religion. And whether he believes in God or not, that's his choice. And I believe when I went on air and I talked to Owen Schroyer, I prayed for Roger Stone, and I got some flack for that from my friends. They said, well, why didn't you pray for the country? Why didn't you pray for something else? I still stand by that because I was right. Roger Stone was arrested. Everybody saw it. Everybody knows he's under persecution.
So absolutely.
I'll leave it at that.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling us, and Tyler, and that's it for our program today. Thank you to all the callers for calling in. We'll be back tomorrow.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
For those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, this combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force instant brain pills with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy. And to reach your full potential, hit the next generation of advanced neural activation with the Brain Force Plus nootropic, a fan favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients for a true 360 win. With this combo, you can have energy wherever you need, at home, on the go, in the car, and more. Get pure energy on tap and take advantage of old and new InfoWars powerhouse formulas with the Brain Synergy combo. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.